I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Greetings, listeners of the Dark Myths podcast. We're back again in this sixth edition of our show, and we are with Bo Caprivecch, I hope I pronounced it right, from the Mythology podcast.
Hey, what's up?
Well, I hope it's not communism, but yeah. This is Bo Caprice, and I hope that we'll be having a nice conversation tonight. Also, what I like to mention straight up front is that if you listen to the show, you should go and visit sagerag.com. Bo produces magnificent clothing. He sells it there in his podcasting line, and I have bought a t-shirt for my fiancé. I think she might even be wife by the time you're listening to this podcast. But yeah, his clothing line is excellent, his podcast is just glorious, and we are happy to have him here on the Dark Myths podcast. And I'm your host, Kristaps Andrejsons. Greetings, Bo, or Capri, or how would you like to be called? Because I have no idea. You have such a French-sounding name.
just Bo is fine. Hey, what's up?
Well, we are here to discuss all of Dark Myths related things, so let's just start out with the obvious fact. How do you feel about all of this Dark Myths podcasting group?
Pretty good, I think. Haven't really listened to all of the Dark Myths shows yet, but I'm working on it, and so far everything I've heard has been great, so...
There's a lot of us now, man. It's kind of hard to listen to all of this.
Yeah.
But, yeah... Tell us about the podcast of Mythology. Tell us, how did you come up with this idea? How did you start with this, and what's your project all about?
Well, I've always kind of been into like political theory and sort of learning about history and how stuff came to be the way it is. And I guess I just sort of kept tracing the history of stuff back further and further, and eventually just got interested in mythology. And so when I started the Mythology podcast, I did not really have much of a plan. And it's just kind of grown into what it is today. So that's pretty cool. But it's a lot of fun to sort of pick like a specific topic and do a bunch of research and just focus on that thing for each episode and get in depth on stuff.
Yeah, because we have been talking a lot about hobbies here, and I have noticed that a lot of us are geeks of some sort on Dark Myths. I mean, we have Aubrey, who's totally into comics. He's a writer for comics and into wrestling, and Jordan Bonaparte is a horror movie fan. What's your thing besides mythology? Because I grew up reading Greek mythology books, for one. I could name you all the gods right now. So what's your thing besides mythology? What do you do?
I have a couple things. Definitely, I am a big music nerd in addition to mythology stuff. And I guess I'm also kind of like a political theory nerd, like philosophy kind of things. And I also live on a farm, so I'm kind of like a... I wouldn't say a farm nerd, but I definitely know a fair amount about that kind of stuff. And so that's sort of another hobby.
Oh, you live in a farm. That's great. I live in the most remote town in Latvia, 20 kilometers from Russian border.
Wow.
My dad lives on a farm now.
Cool.
Well, kind of. He lives in the countryside. Where are you from? Where were you born? What's your story? Where do you live in?
I've lived a bunch of different places. I was born in New York, and now I live in Washington State, and I live in a super...
So New York, and then you moved to a farm? Wow, that's a big trip, man.
Well, it was, you know, like 30 years later, so a lot of stuff happened between birth and moving to a farm, But yeah, so now I live in Washington in a very small town way out in the middle of the country. I actually live right in between three active volcanoes, so that's kind of cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're 30-something. Well, I thought you were much younger. I thought you were much younger, by the way.
No, I'm 31.
No, I'm turning 27 this year. It's a hard trip from 20-something to turning 30. I can relate. I'm not feeling easy right now myself.
Yeah, it gets a lot harder.
How's it like on the farm?
It's pretty great. I mean, I'm super busy all the time, but I like living out in the middle of nowhere and, you know, have like animals and stuff like that, garden and raise peacocks.
Oh, wow. You raise peacocks.
Yep.
You should team up with our own Glenn from Lesser Bonaparte. And Ryan from Rumor Flies, because those guys are into kind of peppers. They grow peppers.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, what's your like next episode is going to be about? Where do you plan to go with your show, and what's your next episode, and what's the theme, and what people that, you know, we are being listened right now by the Dark Myths fans in general, they might have not heard of your show, so feel free to advertise. This is our group's podcast.
Okay. So my next episode, the one that I'm working on right now, is all about Haiti and voodoo. So that's going to be really interesting. It's going to talk about like the history of Haiti and then also the voodoo religion, and hopefully sort of, I don't know, break up some of the sort of like stereotypes about voodoo being black magic or this like super sort of dark evil religion, because it's kind of got a long and interesting history of how that perception came about. So I'm going to talk about that. And then every episode I do kind of focuses on like a different theme, and I'm sort of trying right now to just like cover stuff that I haven't already talked about. So the next few episodes are all going to be sort of like new places or new concepts that I haven't gotten into yet. And I'm also trying to sort of move the show a little bit into a more, history oriented vibe for some episodes. Like a lot of the earlier episodes were primarily just talking about like folk tales and myths. And I definitely want to keep that aspect, but I think it's also important to look at some of the historical context for those things. So I've been getting a little bit more into that as the show progresses. And hopefully this winter, I'm going to be traveling to Southeast Asia and the Philippines, and I want to sort of do some special episodes while I'm there that cover those areas and get more in depth with like the mythology and history of those places. So that's sort of my 6-month plan right now, which is about as far ahead as I've thought.
Well, man, that's one crazy life. From New York to Washington, and then you're traveling to Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
It'd be crazy. What's your crazy story? I mean, we all have some. Cause I try to collect these like a bit of a personal knowledge, because, you know, Jordan Bonaparte, he has met the guy who actually played Voorhees on Friday the 13th.
Uh-huh.
He's my go-to example, because I was practicing. That was the first recorded episode. So do you have anything fun that has happened to you, which might be interesting to our listeners?
Let's see. In terms of crazy stories, like I probably have a lot of them. In terms of stuff related specifically to my podcast, not so much. But I can tell you a pretty good story that happened. I guess I was in my early 20s, and my friend and I ended up deciding we were going to go to France to travel, and we bought our tickets, and then we basically had like no plans about what we were going to do when we got there, anything like that. And so we ended up at this gay bar in Oakland, California, like the night before we were leaving. And we were just sort of like, wow, we're leaving tomorrow. This is going to be so crazy. And this lady came up to us and she was wearing this like full pirate costume with like an eye patch and like pirate hat. Wow. And all this stuff. And she's talking in a pirate voice and she's like, arg, mateys, like, you know, what are you doing here? So we ended up hanging out with her all night and we went back to her house where she busted out her accordion and started like serenading us with these pirate
shanties.
Wait
a minute, accordion?
Yeah.
Wow, man.
Yeah, her house is just like this mansion and, well, maybe not a mansion, but it was like pretty big, but it was just full of like dusty old furniture and like really weird costumes and all this like crazy stuff. And it was kind of like unclear if it was even actually her house. It was just very weird, but pretty cool. So yeah, she had her accordion out and she's like singing us these pirate songs. And then like, you know, we kind of told her like, well, we have to go because we're, you know, we're leaving for France in the morning and it's like 4 a.m. now. And she's like, oh, you're going to France? Like, hold on 1 second. And she makes a phone call, writes down this address on a piece of paper and is like, here, you can stay at my like penthouse suite in Paris when you get there. And we're like, yeah, okay, like, you know, pretty skeptical. But so we got there and we were like, well, let's try this. And so we go and there's like these people waiting for us and they escort us up into this like baller pimp suite that apparently belongs to this weird pirate lady. And yeah, we stayed there for like a couple of weeks and it was pretty cool. So that, I guess that's a good weird story for you.
What?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Totally.
That is one of the most interesting things I've heard, like, in general. Wow, like, really lucky.
Yeah, super fortunate. yeah, I still don't know what to make of that experience, but it's definitely something I'll never forget.
Wow. But yeah, You enjoy music a lot. Well, most of us do, but for example, Jordan Harbour is a huge fan of classical music. I myself am a metalhead. Go Dragon Force! I'm probably the only one on the whole planet who loves Dragon Force.
Probably.
What do you listen to?
I like a lot
Oh, thanks! Thanks, Matt!
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm like a huge pop music fan, actually. Like, I love Beyonce and stuff like that. And I also like a lot of like world music, I guess. And I also make music.
Yeah, you could talk with Alice about that. You make music? Well, great. Yeah, we have a lot of actually musicians on this one. We should make a band or something. I wouldn't be in it. I could like manage you guys maybe, but Glenn plays guitar. Daniel, who also used to be a Lesser Bonaparte, he's a bass. My dad used to be a bass in opera for 20 years and also run a punk rock band. So what do you play?
Awesome.
Can we make a Dark Myths band with you?
I don't know if I have time for that right now, but if you guys, you know, organize it, maybe. I make a lot of like electronic music. Like I make beats and mostly electronic stuff. I play the piano too. And
wait a minute, why did you ask Jordan Bonaparte to make soundtrack for this? Bo, make a new soundtrack for this show. We are abusing you, we know.
I don't know if I have time.
Don't worry, man. This is the Dark Myths podcast. This is where we can get embarrassing and we can get embarrassing and talk nonsense because you know what? I probably think only hardcore fans are listening to this show anyways.
And that's probably true, yeah. But I mean, I don't know. I could try, I guess, to make a theme song.
If you have the time, then yeah. And ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners, if we will have a new theme song, then you will know. It's Boca Privac from the Mythology Podcast, which you should totally listen to if you don't already. And I'm actually surprised that if you don't. It's kind of crazy. Also, yeah, a recurring theme. If you have any advice to new podcasters, to these guys who are just starting out, what would you tell them? because, you know, we are all kind of more or less established already.
Yeah.
But what would you tell the new podcasters?
Well, it kind of seems like podcasting is really picking up and like a ton of people are starting podcasts right now, which is awesome. But I guess my advice would be to like emphasize quality and produce something good, you know, like don't just record, you know, like your thoughts about some TV show or something. There's already hundreds and hundreds of people doing that. And, you know, take the time to do your research and put together something that sounds good and provides good content and something that you don't mind talking about over and over again and have a bunch of different stuff, topics to talk about, I guess. But I guess that's my advice, is make it good.
Well, how much do you research your show? I mean, the episode takes its time, but what's the time you spend on research?
It kind of varies, like, from episode to episode, but definitely, like, a pretty solid amount of my free time goes into researching and preparing for the podcast. Like, definitely multiple hours per episode is spent researching, and that's something I enjoy doing, so, like, it's fun and it's cool, but, yeah, it's definitely a lot of work.
But yeah, then again, we are growing these days by the numbers, but I don't know. The worst thing seems to me those people who like go on Kickstarter and make their Kickstarters even before they have produced a single episode to show themselves off.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I don't like that. I personally don't like that. I don't know. How do you feel about it?
I mean, I think that if somebody, you know, has a great idea and they want to raise money for it, then like whatever, that's awesome. Like, sure. I guess the thing that like rubs me the wrong way is just like people.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
That make podcasts just to sort of say that they have a podcast or something and don't really focus on providing good content, or, you know, it's just like not well produced and doesn't provide any value to me as a listener, I guess, is kind of like, why would you bother? But, you know, I think it's a case
by case. Lore
thing.
Beef.
No, I think lore is dope. I think that's a great show.
Wait. We're supposed to not like lore.
Oh, really?
I'm on Lister Bonaparte's now. I'm on Lister Bonaparte's now, and we're supposed to not like lore.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Okay, man. It's okay. It's okay. Just we take it in a funny way because Glenn and Danielle had a personal beef with them because they hate advertisement on their shows a lot.
Oh, okay.
And they see lore as the epitome of that.
Right, that makes sense.
And we have a better show on the Archmage, ladies and gentlemen, than lore. We have Astonishing Legends and Mythology podcast here, and the Nighttime podcast and Strange Matters. Why would you listen to lore? Our shows are better researched.
Okay,
better
I would
produced
agree with
and
that.
Just greater.
Yeah, I would definitely like agree with that, but I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with like advertising either. I mean, I just started doing advertising on my show, and I mean, right now it's like it costs me money to put my show out, and if I can make a couple extra bucks by doing it, then like I'm not opposed to that at all.
So, yeah, another thing which is a common thing which I specifically asked nobody to spoil is that if you have a message for Dark Myths Podcast Collective, as a general, for all of our shows, what would that be? You're free to tell us. That'll be also fun when you listen to the other shows. Because I'm pretty sure 90% of our audience is going to be either Dark Myths hardcore fans or your fellow podcasters. So what do you want to tell us?
I don't know. I keep keep doing what you're doing, I guess. I don't really have a, I don't really have something that I feel called to say in that department.
Oh, no worries. As soon as everyone hears that you have a farm, they're all going to just charge, take a bus or a plane or something, and then travel to visit you, man. You're doomed now.
Uh-oh. Well, yeah, anybody's welcome. It's pretty far out in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, yeah. Seems kind of... I can get that feeling, like, when I go outside from my home, I can see raccoons and foxes digging through my trash. Yeah. It used to be only foxes, but now it's also raccoons.
The foxes are a lot cuter.
Are you into all of this new Pokemon Go thing? Because, I don't know, maybe there are some Pokemons right around your farm.
No, I definitely am not into that at all. I really don't even, like, understand it at all, which is fine. But I did see, this is pretty funny, like, I was on the highway a couple days ago, and there's, like, this giant billboard that says, "Don't Pokemon and drive," like, warning people not to...
Wait a minute, that's a real billboard? I thought it was Photoshopped.
Okay, yeah, somebody actually told me that was on the highway, and I haven't actually seen it, so maybe cut that out if it is Photoshopped.
I'll look into that. No problems, man. But yeah, so what's the coolest new pop song that you would recommend our listeners to listen to lately? Like, what's the newest thing that you like?
The newest thing that I like, let's see. I don't know. I don't have an immediate answer for that right now off the top of my head. I guess lately I've kind of been listening to, like, older, like, 90s pop and stuff, yeah. So.
Well, if anything pops into your head, feel free to recommend.
Okay, I will.
And also, if you would be to recommend any other Dark Myth show besides yours, you can't recommend yours and you can't recommend mine.
Okay.
Because, I'll be honest to you listeners, ladies and gentlemen, I have cut out so many recommendations of my own show from this podcast because those people whom I interview suddenly feel a terrible interest of recommending my show that I feel awkward because I'm just a journalist here on the Dark Myths podcast. So, Bo, recommend something that is not the Eastern Border or the Mythology podcast, please.
Okay, I like the...
Lesser Bonapartes. No Lesser Bonapartes recommendations either.
Okay. Yeah, no, I would recommend the Iroquois history. The Iroquois History and Legends podcast. I've been enjoying that one a lot.
I haven't even contacted that guy or gal. I don't know.
I think it's two guys.
But I haven't really listened to it. I have heard only good reviews about it because I don't have much time to listen to podcasts these days.
Yeah, I've only listened to the first maybe like 3 or 4 episodes of that one, but I think it's pretty cool. So yeah, I'd recommend it.
Wow. Well, what's your favorite mythological, by the way, thing? You know, what's your mythology? Because I like Greek and Roman gods the most, like all that stuff, and of course Vikings.
Right.
I suppose Greeks and Vikings take my top of the list there, but. Because they're even though they're widely known, like Vikings are related to what we have over here in Europe and there. So Viking stuff is what we share with them. Our own mythology is extremely similar to the Viking one. And Greeks and Romans, like all of those gods, have just influenced society so much that I just enjoy them a lot. But what's your thing? What's your favorite subject that you have explored so far?
I'm pretty into, I mean, I like a bunch of different stuff, obviously, but, I definitely really like Indian mythology, like Hinduism, just how dense that stuff is. And, yeah, that's definitely one of the areas that I've spent a lot of time studying and I'm really into.
Yeah, but why? Because we are on Lesser Bonapartes right now doing the Indian Raj show.
Uh-huh.
And we were looking into this stuff. And you know what? When we see the Kali worshippers doing like ritual killings of people, we're like, guys, what? And the burning of like, if you're a widow and your husband dies, you have to burn yourself too.
Right.
There are some really creepy elements there.
Well, I did. I actually did an episode.
Because maybe educate me, because I haven't listened to that episode then. But give me a quick thing about all this Indian mythology then, because
okay, like, well,
educate
first of all,
me. Why isn't it scary and terrible?
Well, first of all, I did a whole episode on Kali, which I think you should definitely listen to, because basically something that I go over in that episode is that a lot of the perception specifically of Kali and Kali worship is kind of based on this misinterpretation that came from the Raj and from the British, kind of seeing stuff and not understanding it and equating it with like devil worship. And that was perpetuated into a lot of these like pretty wild analyses that aren't necessarily accurate. And also in the like broad scope of things, Kali is actually a pretty recent deity in the Hindu pantheon. And, you know, it's one of the oldest religions in the world, and there's literally hundreds of other gods and goddesses. And the, you know, the mythological texts like the Ramayana and the Mahabharata are super dense, like full of really amazing stories. And they're
I've read the Mahabharata, and I'm reading that one. I read it when I was like a kid, and like, there are totally nukes and UFOs in there, man.
Yeah, I know.
You just can't say that there aren't UFOs and nukes in there.
Yeah, there is some really, yeah, interesting, you know, flying machines and, like, supernatural weapons and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, of course, that's awesome. And then there's definitely also, like, a poetry to it that I think is really beautiful, and the way that it looks at, you know, cycles of life and different sort of life lessons and things like that are, I think, you know, it's a really beautiful way of looking at the world and understanding those things. So I guess that element appeals to me as well as like the supernatural awesome stuff.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I really appreciate all that, even though it's like a world away from both of us, just in different directions, I suppose.
Yeah.
But yeah, another mandatory question. What do you know about Eastern Europe? That comes from me personally. And you know what? I was tasked with doing this show, so I get to input my little things in there. What do you know about the Soviet Union, comrade?
Honestly, in terms of like more contemporary history, probably not as much as I should. In terms of like mythology and folklore stuff, like I know a fair amount about, you know, Slavic folklore and stuff like that. And in terms of Eastern Europe, I guess.
What's your favorite Slavic character? I mean,
oh, hands down, Baba Yaga for sure is my favorite. She's one of my.
Oh yeah, I wanted to say
characters.
Baba Yaga.
Yeah, she's amazing. Totally. Yeah, she's definitely one of my all-time favorite sort of like folkloric characters.
Also, Kostya the Immortal.
Yeah, yeah.
Kostya the Immortal is pretty nice too.
Totally.
You're reading into our culture basically when you're doing your show, and you're putting in a lot of work and an effort to understand what my people, a lot of them, really thought and felt, and that's just amazing. I want to give you a personal compliment on this one.
Oh, thank you. Cool. Yeah, I mean, I worry about that a little bit. Like, I don't want to come across as being appropriative. And that's why I try to keep it fairly objective in terms of, like, looking at the
history.
Come
on. You're introducing my culture to other people.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that is really valuable in some cases. But I also don't want to, like, speak for your culture, since obviously I'm, you know, not from there. So that's definitely been a challenge with me with my show, is, like, how can I present stuff without feeling like I'm, you know, speaking for a culture that I'm not a part of or whatever? But
I will not put on my thick Russian accent. You do not worry about this when you speak about the Eastern Europe and the Soviet bloc. We have survived the Soviet Union. Really, any talk about this, we can survive your podcast too. Even though it's really great, and like, ladies and gentlemen, if you still haven't listened to this, This man puts a lot of effort in researching his stuff and is really considerate about the local views on this stuff. So I know that when he will do something about Eastern Europe, he will take into consideration how we feel about it. And he puts in a lot of effort to make it right. So go listen to it. Go listen to it now. And yeah, another question.
Okay.
Because that's my job, to ask him a lot of questions. What's the scariest story that you can tell us?
Oh, man.
You must have a scary myth or legend over there. Hey, man, you're a podcaster. I'm going to torture you.
Yeah.
It's my job.
You know, there are a lot of scary ones. I think, there's a couple stories about like vagina dentata, like vaginas with teeth, that I think are pretty scary.
go on.
This podcast is
not one of those PG-13 ones. Well, not at least by now, and not because of my fault.
It is pretty PG-13, but you know, those are some scary stories. Like, and then there's also, you know, I mean, ghosts and stuff like that obviously are pretty scary. To me, I think probably the scariest are some of the Japanese yokai, which are like the Japanese ghosts. And, you know, there's hundreds of them, and some of them are pretty harmless, and then some of them are like pretty scary. Like there's one that's just like a person with no facial features. Like they just have like a blank face, like a no face. And I find that super scary personally.
I know quite a bit about Japanese culture, but I know quite a lot about kami, but yokai, well, you know. Yeah, and that no face one is kind of creepy, because the Japanese also have their suicide forest with the dolls inside of that. Have you looked at that?
Yeah, I have. I don't know a ton about that, but I definitely have sort of read a brief overview, but I don't know enough to like really talk about it, I guess.
Oh, don't be scared. Is just there anything you would like to tell to our listeners and to potential listeners to your show? Why would people listen to your show, and why would people love Dark Myths? To those, I don't know, maybe, like I say, three guys who don't listen to us yet.
Well, I guess for my show, I would say if you like learning about history and mythology and folklore, then you should check it out. And for Dark Myths, I guess if you like learning about the darker aspects of myth and history, or the darker themes of life, then you should check that out.
Well, yeah, and that's been this episode of the Dark Myths podcast. Thank you for listening, and see you next time on the show. Bo, do you have any final words?
Nope, I think that sums it up.
Oh, come on, tell us a joke or something. I just can't let you go just that easily.
All right, what's the difference between a chickpea and a garbanzo bean?
What's a garbanzo bean?
All right, never mind.
I don't know, man.
Never mind. I don't want to tell that joke anyways. Okay, no, I don't know any jokes.
Bo is a serious man.
I am very serious.
No, don't worry, man. It's going to be fine. I mean, the people who listen to us... People who listen to us are most likely prepared for this anyways. So yeah, thank you for listening to the Dark Myths podcast. And see you next time.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.